Hello and welcome to the Nerd Alternative, a sweet melting pot of all things nerdy. So today is a milestone. Is it a milestone? It is a milestone. Yeah, today is a milestone. We have reached our 50th episode. In fact, this is the 50th episode. Can we give ourselves a round of applause?
Wait, that's not even five, that's 10.
Yay!
Yeah, which is crazy. Like, we hit 1 year earlier in February this year, and now we are already on 50 episodes, which is...
We're still going.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. So this episode, we decided to do something a little bit different. We're going to do a quiz to mark the occasion with a few other amazing Black podcasts, because we just wanted to do something fun, but not something like too daring. So I feel like this is a compromise. I mean, it might get daring, to be fair. Maybe.
Possibly.
We might lose some friendships.
Yeah. But before that, I guess I thought it would be nice to just kind of recap on our journey so far, because I'm sentimental. And yeah, I just had like a few questions to ask you guys and myself. So, everyone, what is your favorite episode that we have recorded so far?
I kind of want to say all of them because they're all fun, but like, I'd like, for the most part, the episodes where we kind of get a bit ridiculous and like have a little bit of a silly one with.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say things like the Snyder Cut and Queen and Slim.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know the ones where we have like some real strong feelings about the content?
Yeah.
The Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Mortal Kombat episode, I had a hell of a lot of fun with. That was really good.
That was really fun.
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
I'm
actually trying to quickly
look through our episode. I kind of agree. So partially I'm with Hassan. My favorite episode have been like reviewing the things that I didn't really, that I was a bit too snobby to ever get into. But also, I really liked the episode where we had Zano Hanna on.
Because
I think that was that our first guest? I think it was.
Yeah, Josh was.
Josh
is not a guest, he's just like, I don't
Josh
know.
Josh is family. He's family.
He's here, he's a part-timer. But like, not only was that the first guest, but it was also that time when we reviewed the games, right? The games from
the Black game right? developers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just really enjoyed the process of producing that episode. It was good times.
I think similarly, mine have been the ones that when we've like looked into like our Black Showcase episodes as well, because I don't know, I guess like you always want to like show love and like support Black stuff, but sometimes it's like you don't really know where to find it, or you do find it and you just never quite get around to it, which is like more reflection on me than anyone else. But I think like having these episodes to like actually sit down and like take the time and also just be like surprised, like with the gaming one, I was so surprised by like how many Black developers were out there that I didn't actually know about and stuff. So I like those ones, and I like the ones where we don't agree with each other. Yeah. Like Queen and Slim, because I think we're quite good at like not turning into like a massive like argument, and it is more of a debate, and it doesn't get too like fiery and stuff. So I like that. And also sometimes it's like your view getting challenged, you're actually like, oh yeah, maybe I am wrong. Someone did check me about trying to defend Amber, and I will say
you were right for doing that.
I was yes, it was Nana.
Nana, thank you.
It's because she was Black and I was like, I'm a Black woman, so I just felt like I had to, but in reality I know she was wrong, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. I guess the next question is, what do you think is our most contentious episode? And this doesn't mean like just between us, but like where maybe we had a different view to like the popular, I don't know, popular.
I think Queen and Slim then. I think Queen and Slim, because it was so wildly divisive even between us. And it was like, I think it was one of the first, like, because it was like really early on in our podcasting careers.
Yeah.
Like it was one of the, like,
it was just about double digits, I think.
Yeah, I think it was before double digits.
Yeah, I think it was before, for sure.
For sure?
Because I think it was early enough that I was like...
Oh, yeah,
It was early. But no, you're...
It was episode two.
Yeah.
Double digits.
So like...
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I was going to say, because like it was, I think, the episode where I was like, we have these really like divisive opinions about this, but we still respect each other enough that like we can kind of go, that's okay, I don't have to agree with you. And I was like, yeah, I want to keep working with my two friends. Like, mm-hmm. this is awesome. I can have like these great discussions about things that like feel wildly different between us, and it brings out so much.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement
there. I think what was nice about that episode is that, like, from us watching the film to actually sitting down and recording, there was like so much, like, because I think I was probably more on your wavelength, Hassan, when we first came out of the cinema, but I also was like, had just been crying like nonstop.
I felt so basic. I came, I was like, yeah, I feel right.
And then it's like, then the more I thought about it in between us recording, like my view kind of like, I think I shifted a bit more to the middle where I had like a lot of problems with it, but I don't think I hated it as much as you did. And then I don't know about you, Levi.
No, I agree. I mean, it was definitely one of the things, like, even in myself, I went up and down. I liked it, then I kind of didn't like it, then I kind of just came to terms with what I did like and what I didn't like mm-hmm. about it. I was kind of conflicted. Mm-hmm. And also, I feel like reviewing that kind of, I think it was the first time I had to properly analyze something, as opposed to sometimes the way I look at things, I don't like it or I like it, do you know what I mean? But yeah.
Okay, this one I feel like... Favorite thing that we've reviewed.
Invincible.
Yeah,
Invincible.
That's what I was going to say. I think what's so nice about, I feel like we're not Debbie Downers, but I do think we're all in our own way, like, overcritical of stuff sometimes. But I think Invincible, just like, we didn't, there was nothing to be critical about, really. Like, it was just really fun to talk about.
And that paired with Falcon, even though we didn't say Falcon, but it was just a good time for like watching stuff, especially like coming out of the tail end of like all of these lockdowns and things like that. It was like for the first time in a while being like, yeah, Friday, what's on? I get to watch that, then I get to watch that. And it feels like TV's finally coming back. So I don't know, maybe it was just a mindset I was in, but yeah.
I agree. The normalcy it brought together kind of elevated the whole experience.
I do have to give a shout out though to Godzilla for resetting me.
And
making me be like, you know what, every movie needs to be a masterpiece, because I think I really needed that. I feel like the Mortal Kombat review would have been a lot different if I hadn't watched Godzilla.
I'm so glad you guys are on my wave now with bad movies. Like,
it's not, I don't know, it's weird, because there's like some movies that I'm willing, like, I guess like all those crappy Netflix movies, like, I'm willing to accept that those are going to be bad and not think anything of it. But for some strange reason, maybe I just have a vendetta, because like something that you go and watch in the cinema, if you're like paying for it, I'm like, I don't want to waste my time. I think that's what it is, maybe.
Yeah.
You is right. And it's, and sorry, I just wanted to add the blockbuster thing as well.
Yeah.
When a film looks like it's supposed to be bad with a low budget, you kind of just prepare yourself. But sometimes you part of you wants a good Godzilla or a good Transformers film, so that kind of, there's going to be disappointment there, isn't there?
Yeah, sorry.
And
then the last question is, I feel like I've kind of asked this before in our 1 year, 1 year anniversary thingy, but what are you looking forward to in the future, everybody?
More of this, like, in more I was gonna say, like, interviewing like interesting people, like other people in the Black Nerd sphere, like gaming. I really want to like cover more gaming stuff as well, like, because that is like, as much as I'm kind of a jack of all trades for like nerddom, gaming is where my heart is, you know what I mean?
Oh my god, can I tell you something? So I defeated a red Lynel the other day
she did.
One go, and then guess what, last night I defeated a silver Lynel and I didn't die.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
Levi? Oh yeah. Same as you, Hassan, really. I guess I'm looking forward to, you know, branching out, doing some other things, you know, just put our first video on YouTube. Hopefully we'll be putting more out there. And like you said, more guests, doing more diverse, like, you know, forms of content, mm-hmm. branching out, mm-hmm. reaching out of the old comfort zone, you know? But yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I think similar. I shall be taking a break from the podcast for like a month. So everybody, don't miss me too much, to like work on some other stuff. But I think when I come back, we have some cool people that we'd like to work with. So I'm really looking forward to that. And just like kind of deep diving into things that we haven't for a while. I feel like I've also like expanded my gaming knowledge. I'm a pro now because I have killed
she told me something she told me something today. I can't even remember what it was now. What was it?
Was like, it about Zelda?
Yeah, and you said it to me. I was like, oh, you just taught me something about Zelda, huh? Okay, I can't remember what it was though.
I'm a pro gamer now, everyone. Yeah. I'm not actually a pro gamer, but like,
do you remember the first episode you said you wanted to expand your gaming sphere?
I did, and look at me now. So yeah, I feel like learning more from like either our guests or like from you guys and just like the subjects that we cover. I feel like especially recently we've been getting really like deep diving into the thing, like research wise. So just doing more of that. But yeah.
All right.
So welcome to our 50th episode. Thank you everyone for being here. So we kind of wanted to do a little something different to mark this episode and kind of get together some people from some podcasts that we really admire and that have kind of been part of our journey, actually, because I feel like in some way I feel like we've listened to each of your podcasts and kind of been like, oh yeah, them guys are doing great stuff, this is what we want to do. So that's why we decided to do this friendly quiz. your prize is pride though, so I don't know, like
pride.
Yeah, pride.
You could win 100 Dogecoins. There you go. That's the prize.
Giving away environmentally unfriendly crypto now?
Yeah. The bad ones that aren't even worth anything.
The worse the better. That's how we feel here.
So I guess before we start, we'll introduce everybody. Do you want to take the lead?
Okay. So in the green corner, I'm gonna be making up colors for this. We have Streamcast. Streamcast. Fun fact, when I was actually thinking of creating this podcast, it was Streamcast that I was listening to, funnily enough, around the time when you interviewed, I think Midas was it? But yes, Streamcast is a Black-owned gaming brand that provides live streams, podcasts, and all other sorts of kind of Black gaming content. And with us today, we have Blackamora and Troy. Troy, you need a cooler name, man.
What's wrong with Troy? That it's lit.
Troy's all I need. Maybe I should have said Troy and Blackamora. I don't know.
I mean, you could be Troy the director, but Troy's not being dropped. You've got to keep it.
Troy the director. Troy the director.
Part of the brand.
And then we have what corner should I say? In the red corner.
Yes, red.
We have Four Eyes. So they're a podcast and a YouTube channel that talk about anime, manga, gaming, pop culture, and everything in between. I feel like we're quite similar in that respect, which is why you're another podcast that we really like. And today's quiz reps are Tuds and Manny. You guys want to say
everybody. Hello, everyone.
And in the blue corner, I was saving blue for Ash. That's all I knew because of the background. We have a merger team, which is our Hassan, who has not seen the quiz, guys. He hasn't seen it.
I'm so curious. And I was fighting against all instincts. I haven't seen it.
I respect it. And also we have Ash, who runs the Black Anime podcast. He was a guest on one of our episodes literally a few weeks ago. Go and check that out. He's also a co-host of Buildcasters, which is a Gundam podcast and discusses all other sorts of mecha anime. Mm-hmm.
Pew, pew, pew. That's right. I'm all about the giant shooty robots. You done know.
I just want to say, if Hassan wins, we're throwing agendas that he looks at the quiz.
You won't be ready for the smoke.
Listen, yeah, if I win, I'll be more surprised than you guys. Just not even lie.
So I'm going to explain the rules. We have like 3.5 rounds, I'm going to say. So the first round is kind of meant to be the easiest round. We'll have you have two questions each in your pairs. And we've kind of picked questions that focus more on like the things that your platforms talk about. So they have been tailored to you, kind of. So hopefully that gives you like, you know, the edge. And then in round two will be a 50-50 round. We'll go around again in your pairs. You'll get two questions. These questions are supposed to be a little bit more difficult, which is why we made it. I say it's supposed to be because I don't know what everyone's like. Some people have encyclopedic knowledge and some people don't. So, but you get two options. So that should hopefully make it a little bit easier for you. And then round three is a quick fire round where you will use, you know, like the reactions bit at the bottom, just raise your hand, and whoever gets the question can steal a point for their team. And then round four is the all or nothing round. So after we've counted all your points, you have the chance to either double your points by picking one of the following categories. So there'll be one question, one will be gaming, one will be film, and one will be anime. If you get the answer right, you can double your points. But if you get it wrong, then you'll half your points. So I don't know if you guys are
some chaos. There yeah. we go. Just a little bit of chaos.
They are supposed to be quite difficult. Again, I say supposed because I don't know what everyone's knowledge bank is. But yeah, that is.
Boy, let's hope we've got the right answers to these questions, you know.
Yes, Andy. the right answers.
Letting out some wrong answers and that.
Okay, so.
I think one thing to note is in the first round, we're going to ask two questions to one, like each one of you. So there's no conferring.
Yeah.
The second round, which is slightly harder, which is the one that will have two options, you guys can talk amongst yourselves, if that makes sense. You with me?
Makes perfect sense.
Cool.
Yeah, I was hoping to be carried, but okay, fine.
Cool. Maybe the last round might save you, who knows?
Okay, so is everyone ready? So we're starting with round one, two questions. Okay. Let's start with Streamcast. You can pick who wants to go first, actually, if that helps.
Yeah, you can nominate. This is the first one, by the way, so it's quite...
What we do is I'll start off worse and carry it home.
that's a lot of faith in me, I'm not gonna lie.
You run quizzes, I have all the faith.
Okay. Yeah, but quizzes are easy when you know the answers, you know.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay. Do you want to ask the first one?
This is an easy question.
Yeah, you say that you don't know about my knowledge.
This is all right. Let's start off nice and light, guys. Question number one. This is a gaming question. Very simple. What Triforce piece does Link have?
See, I don't know. I haven't played any. So yeah, I've not played those games. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said Andy would carry it.
Plot twist.
Yeah.
straight out the gate. Okay then.
Oh,
do you want to think about it? Maybe. Close your eyes. Think of a YouTube video you might have seen recently. I don't know.
The thing is, it wouldn't register because I know what you're talking about and I can describe it, but which is annoying. But no.
No, the Triforce of Courage.
Yeah,
okay. I thought like Nakamura's not happy.
Nah, he's not. I told him he's carrying it at home.
Okay. So the second question.
Is that still me or are we going back and forth?
Back and forth. Let's back and forth.
All right, cool.
So the second question is, what did Nintendo do before making video games?
They made playing cards.
Ding, 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 ding.
1 point.
We should have reversed orders. Damn, that's one I actually knew. I had to research that for our docs. Damn it. All right, cool.
Okay, back to Trey.
Yeah.
In which year was the PlayStation 4 released?
It runs for 6 years. Was it 2012? Everyone's shaking their heads so now.
I would not have known this. So.
I think I would have said 2012.
No, I've said it.
Okay. Yeah, it's 2014, unfortunately.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's close though.
It was close, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, next question. And the last Dreamcast question is, the Umbrella Corporation is a fictitious pharmaceutical company in which game?
I really feel like you gave me the easy ones now. sorry, repeat the question, please.
The Umbrella Corporation is a fictitious pharmaceutical company in what game?
Okay, Resident Evil.
Nice. We should have got the interrogation light. We had a light we was going to shine in. Okay, so what was that? Two points? 2 points for Streamcast. Next we have Four Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at these questions. I like these. I kind of like these questions.
Those questions were actually easy, so if ours aren't easy, I'm just gonna say like.
I think two. I would say two of these are good and two of these are bad.
I think that's
why are they two bad ones?
because we tried to do it for both, where it's like two were kind of obscure and two were okay.
I'm right. Just being annoying, by the way, don't worry.
Who wants to go first?
Do you want to go first or second?
The fact that you're asking me that makes me feel like I should just go first.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right, first question for Tibbs.
You can answer.
In Bleach.
Oh, God.
Which two captains defected along with Captain Aizen?
I watch Bleach. I don't know.
Oh, man. Just straight pass.
I don't know characters, but I don't know their roles.
Do you know point for description? Or do you not know at all?
Because we didn't give
choice. Okay, all right.
If I just fly out names now, I'll look like a clown. So
it's not Ichigo.
Wow. I know that much.
Okay, so is that a passing, yeah?
Yes.
All right. All right. The answer is Jin Ichimaru and Kaname Tozen.
I would not have
knew that one. Okay.
Now, I don't even like shonen like that, but I knew it.
Okay. So the next question for Manny is what is the name of the Shinigami that gives Light the Death Note?
I'm gonna pronounce his name so wrong.
Fine if you pronounce it wrong.
I think you'll be fine.
Oh, I feel I'm gonna say I know it's not small. Oh.
Just say it.
Rukyu? No?
How would you spell that?
Even worse. Oh my god, we should have swapped Manny.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we not giving Rukyu? I don't want to give that. You know?
Yeah. No, what's his name again?
What's his name?
Yeah.
Ryuk.
Oh, come on.
It was very close.
Yeah, don't ask me linguistic questions.
I feel like you guys should have went in the other audition.
Yeah, I'm looking like at this next question.
Can I go next?
All right.
You have tried the Zelda question. This has definitely been rigged.
No,
it has not been rigged. I did not know who has played what, but anyway.
So this one for Tids, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, don't ask me about Naruto. Don't ask me about Bleach. Don't ask me about
Mob Psycho. Is that good? Okay. What is the name of the after school club that Mob joins?
Body Improvement Club.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I thought that was a bad question.
Yeah. I love Mob Psycho.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for carrying.
That's one. Don't thank me yet.
Next question. The manga JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is split into how many parts?
8.
There you go.
I told you that was an easy question.
Mad.
I told you.
I feel like that was.
I wasn't satisfied with that question. Well, okay, so what was it? Two.
That was the Zelda question for you guys.
I feel like this one could go this way. I mean,
I feel like Ash, whatever order you guys think that you should go in, you should go in the opposite because that's been the trend so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So this one, Hassan, we picked some like general questions for you, and then Ash got the. We're not great mech people, but I tried my best. So, you know.
Hey, I'm ready. I am the audience surrogate. I'm going to do my best. I'm not going to say I'm going to be amazing. If I'm amazing.
He's seen the questions, guys. This is too much talk. He's seen it.
I'm not.
All right, Hassan, let's go. Your first question is. I feel bad for this. How many NPCs are there in Stardew Valley?
12? Is this... Wait. I've said it.
Sorry.
I was thinking of the dateable ones. That's the... Damn it.
You're thinking of the dateable ones?
Yeah, I play a lot of that game. Like, I know that game.
It's 28. Okay.
And you thought they gave them Zelda and they gave me this. Come on. Like,
I think the next one's good. All right. But we'll go to Ash.
Fair questions.
Ash.
Oh, I should have asked you that.
Go on, you. Oh, okay, I'll say this one.
Okay. What was Shah from Mobile Suit Gundam's birth name?
I think he's thinking. We need a countdown clock for this one, mate.
I'm trying to remember what it is, man. What is it? Oh, man.
I'll take a first name.
I know the surname.
I'll take both parts of the surname.
I know what the surname. I know what the surname is. I know the surname is Daikun. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, I think time is going.
Oh, I know. Cashfell Rem Daikun. That's from Gundam The Origin. That's from Gundam The Origin.
Cashfell Rem Daikun is his birth name. That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, because his father was his father was the one who created the new type theory based, which is what the Principality of Zeon based their fight for freedom on. So yeah.
This went over my head.
Thank you, Ash.
It was right. That's what you needed to know. All right, Hassan, okay, next question.
In the Witcher game, which sorceress did Geralt meet when he first went to Novigrad?
Triss Merigold.
Oh, okay. That was the other question I was going to change to something really, really bad. Like, how old is Geralt? But that's the end of round one. Is there one more? Oh, shame. Ash, what was the very first Super Sentai team?
Himitsu Sentai Go Ranger, which means Secret Squadron Five Rangers.
Correct. Come on, Ash. I know that off the top of my head. Ash.
I can name every single Super Sentai off the top of my head and in chronological order.
I told you Ash was going to be a problem.
For Toku, I mean, even like Mecha Anime, I'm all right, but Tokusatsu, like, don't test me on that. Like, you will be defeated 100%.
I told you Ash was going to be a problem.
Okay.
I sure have asked for One Piece only questions.
You knew it was rigged, Manny. It's fine.
Do you guys feel this salt? Because I really like this salt that's in the air.
The only word in your vocabulary, Hassan, even when you're playing our game on Twitch, Hassan's like, woo, the salt, please.
Yo, because the salt's real though.
Like, oh, can't be emotional again.
Don't ask me anything about Shoujo, man. unless it's Oran High School Horse Club.
Ask me.
So at the end of the first round, it's looking okay. So we've got Streamcast has got 2 points, Four Eyes has 2 points, and I don't know what Hassan and Ash's team is called, but you've got 3 points.
Yeah,
the Build Alternative, isn't it?
Yes, that's the team name.
Okay, so you know, I think it's still all to play for, I would say. Let's move on to the second round.
Which is 50-50.
Yes. Hopefully these questions are a little bit harder. I like some of them. But yeah, for this run, you guys can talk amongst yourselves.
We haven't personalized it, so you're going to get what question you get.
Yeah, you're getting what you get. This is
general nerdy stuff, I guess, kind of. Who should we start with?
Well, we were last time.
Yeah, so let's start with, the Build Alternative.
Okay.
Which question are we? Oh, we start off. All right, number one. As of today, how many MCU films are there? 21 or 23?
I don't know. I'm going to guess. Ash, do you know?
Wait, is this like have been released or have been announced?
Have been released so far.
Okay. Okay.
All right, I'm going to set a timer.
Wait, how many? Allow it, man.
It's 21 or 23.
I can't see your fingers.
My hands are here. How many phases have there been so far?
For
how many films have there been?
No, but I'm trying to think of how many phases. There's been 3 phases, isn't it?
Four.
There's been four.
We're in. Oh, I'm setting a timer. All right, you have 1 minute. Go.
1 minute? That's
30 seconds. You have 30 seconds.
You want to answer, Hassan?
That is so tense.
I'll take the L. 23. It's 23 movies.
Are you going for 23?
Mm-hmm.
You want to lock that?
Is that
in?
Your final answer?
Locked in.
You're correct.
That was correct.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well done.
I don't know why I want everyone to lose. I'm a bad quiz master. <I'm> such an evil quiz master.
This is the toxicity of my team, by the way. Like, just so you guys know.
I think you need that for quizzes. You can't have someone who wants everyone to win.
All right.
We're going to Four Eyes.
Group hug, guys.
Four Eyes, yeah.
Okay, so Eevee was intended to be Ash's starting Pokemon in the pilot episode. True or false?
don't know.
I look like prime. Flip a coin.
Got a 50% chance to get it right.
50% chance of getting it wrong.
Can you imagine? I'm gonna say it's false.
Cool. It's wrong or false?
Yeah, put the timer down.
False. Yeah. You're correct.
Yay.
Let's go.
It was actually Clefairy that was supposed to be Ash's star Pokemon.
I have no idea what Pokemon that is.
What? Why? Clefairy is what?
What? What?
It's
what?
What? It's what they call a zero eyes.
Clefairy, Clefairy, Clefable.
I can't lie. That's a question for Prime. Prime will know this.
Prime is the only person on 4 eyes that.
And Polly.
Does? Oh yeah. That...
I thought you would have maybe.
I would. I mean, I bang out Pokemon. So. Okay.
Me too.
Streamcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Which Scottish actor played the 10th Doctor in Doctor Who? Was it David Tennant or was it Peter Capaldi?
You want to go with a guess? Because I've only watched the David Tennant one, so I don't even know where he sits in that.
We're just conferring now. I think it's Tennant because we are at around, 13, 14 Doctors? Capaldi is second most recent, so I'm going to say Tennant.
Yeah, we'll go with it. We're looking at answer. Yeah.
All right, cool. We're saying Tennant.
Cool. So far, it's a clean sweep. That was correct.
That is correct. Capaldi.
Okay. Who is this going to? Oh, this is going to Hassan. This is going to the Builder Alternatives, whatever. What is the first Studio Ghibli film? Is it Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind or is it Castle in the Sky?
It's Nausicaa. I know that one.
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
It's Nausicaa. Yeah.
You guys are wrong.
Hell no.
Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind wasn't technically under the Studio Ghibli label, but it was the first.
It was Hayao Miyazaki. It was the movie that they kicked off their... Get out of here. This is some bullshit.
He said that with so much confidence.
I don't make the rules.
Because it is his first movie.
I don't make the rules.
I didn't
is that,
do that
is question. Is that
salt?
Is that
salt? I love it. Yeah.
I didn't do that question. Yeah, that was.
No, I knew that it was going to throw people off. That's why I put it in.
They're right. It was. They're right. It's Topcraft and Toei Company.
You should know this. We did a Ghibli episode.
Yeah, we did. We literally watched every single one.
It's been a calendar year. My brain doesn't work anymore.
It's fine. And it's not pronounced Ghibli, it's Ghibli.
Half a point.
What, one point? One point?
Oh, not really. No.
No. I don't want half a point.
All right. Where are we at? 4 eyes. Okay. What is the longest running anime? Is it Detective Conan or is it Sazae-san? Did I pronounce that? Ash, did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, Sazae-san. Yeah, that's fine.
Sazae-san. I pronounced it right. Is it Detective Conan or Sazae-san?
I want to go with the former. I've never heard of the latter.
I never heard of Sazae. I don't know who that man is.
I know Detective Conan is the longest. So I don't know if it's the longest anime.
I think it's the longest manga. I don't know about anime.
Because then,
it's just Conan.
Yeah.
Again with Conan.
Yeah.
Okay, that is wrong. Yeah.
Why did you pick it?
I saw her face change. I was like, oh, it's too late now.
My face is really
good. You need to stop.
Sazae-san has like something like 7,500 episodes.
When did it stop serialization out of curiosity?
69, I think it was.
Jeez Christ.
Detective Conan is the longest running manga.
You see? I watch anime.
Unlucky. Next question. Is that me or you?
I think.
Go on.
In the original arcade.
This is for Streamcast. Yeah.
In the original arcade version of Donkey Kong, what was the name of the character that would later be known as Mario? Is it Mr. Jump or is it Jumpman?
Sure, it's Jumpman. Jumpman.
Jumpman. Jumpman. Jumpman. You're right.
That was our first newsletter thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The softest softball I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
I mean, I didn't know.
Okay.
This, but that's just it's a gaming podcast. The gaming question on the second round. I see you in it.
This was not on purpose. This is just in a random.
Just the order. Oh my
god. The RNG. Look,
after the first round, they're looking down on us. Well, me mostly, because boy, I have to redeem myself, guys. It's my redemption arc. This is it right here.
This is it.
All right. You're showing in redemption arc, yeah?
I feel like this is a softball, maybe. Building alternative. Complaining about softballs. What is the best-selling video game of all time? Is it Minecraft or Super Mario World?
Minecraft.
Are you sure? You don't sound sure.
I'm not a gamer, so you're going to have to ask Hassan for that.
Yeah, it's Minecraft. I'm solvent. It's Minecraft.
You're right. Correct. You guessed.
You're right. That was
a
soft
right. That was softer than soft. That was a hot knife and butter, that one. Listen,
I graciously accept that softball. Thank you. Thank you.
I love how we did get one.
This better be a one.
It's still time.
You better have some backup Zelda questions. I don't know what's going on.
I said backup Zelda.
Apologies in advance.
More than one.
Apologies in advance. What does that even mean?
We got two questions left in the round, and I don't think any of them are.
That's my teammate. Doesn't let me know there's a quiz. Don't get all the softballs to the other teams. I know.
Okay. Four eyes.
Okay.
It's all fun.
In DC Comics.
Oh, God.
Which superhero grew up on the planet Tamarin? Was it Mr. Miracle or Starfire?
Oh, wait. A Starfire.
Are you sure?
I think so. Wait, Manny, do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Are you looking that in?
No.
What makes you think it's Starfire before we answer?
The name sounds familiar. And I mean, I don't know about the other superhero, but I know about Starfire.
It's called Starfire.
I'm going to look crazy if this is wrong, but...
It's fine.
You don't look
right.
Crazy.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's 100% right.
Cadian.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
He's right.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Miracle grew up on New Genesis. He's one of the new gods, isn't it?
Apocalypse.
Yeah, Apocalypse. That's it. Oh, yeah, because he's dark. Yeah,
he's the
dark.
One he's
adopted
traded.
Son, isn't it? Yeah. They got traded like Pokemon cards. Mad.
Literally.
Okay. Anything I know about superhero comics is from watching.
Yeah, that's from Jack Kirby's New Gods.
Okay. Last question. Did you go to Streamcast?
Yeah.
Who is not a member of the original Avengers in the comics? Is it Captain America or is it Iron Man?
In the comics.
I don't read comics.
Sure. Yes, you do. Don't lie.
I read manga. I don't read comics.
I'm trying to throw this away now. let's think of this kind of logically as we can. Would there be any reason why Captain America wouldn't be in originals? I'm thinking of the time if it came out and it's all about, because I know a lot of their stuff was war propaganda anyway, and trying to build up the country against, if it was released at that time, surely he's in it, right?
Yeah. So
we're just looking an answer and then it is what it is.
Yeah. My guess would be Iron Man. What about you?
Yeah, we'll go with it. Just lock in. Yeah.
All right. I'm saying Iron Man.
It was Captain America. He was still in ice until, I believe, issue 4 of the Avengers when they went and fought him out.
Okay, cool.
But you were thinking in the right.
That was good. I was like, oh, they could get this logically, actually. That was quite tense watching that. That whole process.
Okay, so at the end of the second round, Streamcast is on 4 points, Four Eyes is on 4 points, and The Build Alternative is on 5 points. But I feel like it's pretty close, so you know.
I mean, it's very close.
It's very close.
Let your hate flow through you. Yes.
Okay, so the last round is, I think these are easy questions. Most of them.
These are quick fire, so anyone can answer them. So the reaction thing, I mean, Ram says this works. Let's hope it does. If you press a reaction, the first person to put up a reaction can answer. Anyone can answer.
I like that. Cool.
Yes. And we're going to just read off, I guess, all of these questions.
Is this the one that if you get it wrong, you get minus a point?
No, that's the last one.
Yeah. Okay. So these questions are easy. We've done that one, so.
So I have a question. We have to wait for the entire question to be asked, right? I'm assuming.
If you feel like you can guess it beforehand, then fine.
What would stop somebody from spamming all the time because there's no real consequences if they.
All right, minus a point.
Good manners. Good manners, Manny.
Her in training.
Yeah. Or we could minus a point, but I think that might be a bit tense.
Oh, that's kind of raw still.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It'll like, end on 0 points.
I think that will stop people from just spamming it.
No, nah, man, but that's shagging us, man.
I like right, give the points to every other team.
I think trigger happy. That's why I see them.
All right, you will lose a point if you answer before the question is finished and you get it wrong.
Okay.
You lose a point if you get it wrong anyway, innit?
No, that's next round.
If you try and cheese the button and you get it wrong before the question is read, then that's it.
Okay.
All right.
What is the name of Thor's hammer? Oh, that was really close.
That was me.
I think it was Hassan.
It was
Hassan. It's in order.
Yes,
Hassan. Oh yeah, it's literally in order.
Mjolnir. Mjolnir is the hammer.
Yeah, there you go. What is the greatest taboo in Full Metal Alchemist? That was Manny.
That was Manny. Yeah.
Yeah, bringing somebody back to life.
Yeah. Yep. Human transmutation.
Yes. I was not going to try to say that.
Wait, technically I don't know, is that allowed as an answer?
Bring it yes, back to life. Yes.
Ash, just decide, man.
It's the biggest taboo.
Ash, we're still going to win, bro. Don't worry.
I'm not going to lie. You can have that one.
How long was the war in the original Mobile Suit Gundam?
What are these questions, dude?
Ash.
One year. The 1 year war. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't technically, it was less than a year because it was March Universal Century 79 to December Universal Century 79.
Do you want the point?
We won, bro. Just, like, don't talk us out of the point.
No, you get the point, actually. thanks for the...
The man was trying to educate us, you know. Why are you cutting him off like that?
I wouldn't win.
Now you should get 2 points for that, really.
No. You just have to relax.
All right, next question. Ash, your hand.
Oh, sorry, let me know that.
In the Matrix, what color pill does Neo take? That was Hassan. Oh,
red pill.
Cool. Yep. Who was the original gaming studio that developed The Sims? That was,
Ash, how do you know this?
EA?
Manny, do you want to answer?
Yeah, go on, Manny. Do you want to steal the point? Are we minusing points?
No, hold your hand up.
No, because I click on it afterwards. Because obviously, like, you could try.
Yeah,
we end up in McDonald's. Oh my god,
there was no consequences of me getting minus
if Hassan
point.
Wins, I'll never forget.
we already know he's winning.
I like the approach, you know, it might just come to you, it might.
But literally makes no sense for somebody not to put their hands up in that circumstance.
Yeah.
In fairness,
sense not to do
so
it.
Are we allowed to guess after this? That's what I was about to ask because it's still
all right. Does anyone, Troy, do you know the answer?
I don't know if I know. I have a guess.
You can have...
I'm not sure if it's THQ.
No, it's Maxi.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Before they got bought out by the scumbags. But anyway.
yeah, ruined it.
In Tokyo Ghoul, what human food can ghouls consume without feeling sick? Yeah.
Black Amora?
Yeah, go for it.
Coffee.
I mean, I feel like you should have guessed that, you know. Yeah, string casket at that point.
What is the alternate dimension in Stranger Things called? Here you go, Hassan.
The upside down.
Yeah.
What food was the character Pac-Man modeled after?
I mean, both you guys.
I mean, as well.
It's pizza.
Yeah.
Nice.
The more you know.
See, everyone's learning something.
To learn an experience.
In Dragon Ball Z, who was the first character to go Super Saiyan 2?
I say Manny.
Wait,
Annie? No,
is it it's Andy.
All right, go on, Andy. Go on,
Gohan.
Gohan is correct.
This one might be a bit difficult, but it will. what tribe is Nakia from Black Panther from? In the movie, that is.
You can make it full screen.
Tribe.
Andy?
You can guess because the question was finished.
Yeah, you can guess.
I legit have no idea. What kind of tribe? What
the fuck? Damn, she's not wrong.
Toots?
Are you joking? I'm so baffled. Wait, did Andy get it wrong?
He didn't even try.
He just put his hand back down.
Oh, what did you say? Tribe.
Oh, wow.
The what?
It's not the Wakandan tribe.
Oh, okay. I'm confused by this question, but I'm going to say Dora Milaje.
That was a good guess.
But that would have been kind of...
That's the royal guards rather than a tribe.
Because
but...
I didn't know there were different tribes. I thought they were all from Wakanda. Like,
okay, you know like when they have in the waterfall scene and they're like border tribe, blah, 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 blah.
That stuff.
Rampick that question.
Yeah, obviously. Oh,
okay.
So she's from the River Tribe.
Okay. I don't got it, but I know that the guy that everyone liked was from the Monkey Tribe.
Yeah. What is the name of the whole planet, the home planet in Gears of War?
Mandy?
Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Where was Tywin Lannister when he was murdered by Tyrion?
in a toilet, taking a
We just need to know where he was. What he was
doing. Wait. Number one or number two?
He was sat down.
He might have been chilling.
He was sitting down.
Okay, we've got two more questions left in this round. Which animation studio animated Mob Psycho 100?
Uh-oh. I saw Manny first on mine.
I'm sure that no, I saw Hassan first. Though.
It's Manny.
I've got Manny first.
Is everyone full screen? Well, share Manny first.
The thing that's Manny said, we talked about this not that long ago, and it's completely lost my mind.
Oh my god!
Bearing in mind, I think Hassan knows it. So if you don't get it right,
so do I.
Oh, damn!
On your neck.
I said that was my time. Oh god!
I'm gonna go with David.
That's your answer. Okay.
David Productions. I can't remember what it was.
It wasn't.
That's wrong. Do you guys want to enlighten us, Hassan or Ash?
Go on, Hassan. It's the their name is eluded me. It's the
animation
guys who...
studio.
Hmm?
The animation studio.
Are you saying that is not going
to
help?
Yeah, no, I know. It's my tongue. Hold on. It's the guys who did Jujutsu Kaisen, right? As well. I'm gonna lower my hand in shame.
Ash, do you wanna?
Oh, it's the people who made Mars Daybreak and Eureka 7 and Darker Than Black Bones.
Yes, Ash.
Yeah, Bones make nothing but heat, it must have been it, and they make Hero Aka as well.
Okay, is everyone ready for the last question? Okay. What is the name of Mario's dinosaur sidekick?
Imagine.
Oh my god. I feel like I saw Andy, but I don't.
I'm first on mine.
It's Andy for mine as well.
Yeah, I feel like it was Andy that me first.
Yoshi.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay.
I was expecting like a bullshit question for that.
That's why I was laughing.
Okay, you can announce the points then.
So, that is the game. Pre-Gambit, should I say. And the final scores are, we have Four Eyes with 6 points.
6 points?
When he had 2 points in the last round.
Yeah.
I think they had more than that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Manny, don't fight it. We're here now.
Okay, thanks.
6 points. Are you, guys... You know what? We'll play it back if it, you know.
What's the VOD?
Move on.
Well, According to my score point, I told you I'm the evil game master, so you know. Full Ice has 6. We have Streamcast with 9, and we have Buildcasters with 10.
You changed it.
Building alternative.
Yeah.
Building alternative. Ash and Hassan with 10. So that's the scores right now. It's still not too bad. So we have this gambit round. And you don't have to do it if you want. So I don't know if Hassan, you guys are sitting nice. I don't know if you want to pass. But these questions, I think they're quite cheeky, to be honest. There's 3 of them. Whoever, if you choose to take one, Four Eyes will get the first pick of the 3 questions because they got the lowest score. So I don't know if you guys want to...
Not the pity. The pity.
Oh, no, that's fair, man.
I was going to say, Ash, what? I think whatever you want to do, I'm going to back you. If you want to play,
I'll play. No. What are the categories?
So one is a gaming question. I'm not touching that. One is kind of a hybrid anime and gaming question, I'm not gonna lie.
These questions are peak. I'm just gonna
and
say
then the
right
last
now.
One is a film question. I don't think it's if you just happen to have random knowledge.
It's a if you know, you know sort of situation.
And there's no Godzilla or anything like that on there, or Tokusatsu or anything like that. No,
maybe who knows?
That hasn't been a single shoujo question. I'm just
gonna if there's a toku question there, sorry, that was my fault. So mad.
Shoujo girl, put no shoujo in there.
Watch shoujo. I only read.
I don't want to. Man, I don't know. I don't want to get it wrong and half the score, man.
Yeah, you guys.
I am a bad loser.
So we all have to make a decision.
Can't be a worse loser than me.
Do we all have to make a decision before you say the questions? Or
you have to make a decision.
Four Eyes get the first pick anyway, so.
I'm not going to lie, Ash. I don't know if that makes a difference, though.
No, it does, because if they pick the anime one and I ain't doing nothing.
Andy, do you want to do it anyway?
Depends what anime.
Because we can't. It's either we win or we lose.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally like that now. So
it's like that in all situations.
I'm going to.
Whereas they're at the top, so they have a bit more thinking. Yeah. Us, it's either.
No, let them pick first, isn't it?
And no, then they like we have to decide before the questions are kind of dropped.
Yeah. But I'm saying let them two can make their decisions first before I decide what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I guess as long as we can pick the category, I think that's fine. So does Four Eyes pick the category or?
I think they pick the first one and then maybe we pick the second and then...
I see. Okay. Oh, I don't know. Well, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, but look where we're sitting. Like, we can either win or lose. Do you get what I mean? It's a nice position. It's like we're mid-table and we can jump to Champions League or not, but we just have to risk it.
Don't kill me.
I think...
Hey man, second place is fine. You don't need
No, I'm not trying to hear that.
So, Hassan,
that's
yeah,
that's cool. Thank
you. Stop. I'm down if you are. To
We've literally got nothing to lose. Yeah. There's only one team that has anything to lose there.
Mm. Imagine.
Wait. Is are the we going for it? Yeah? Are they skipping?
No, we're still deciding.
That's not their name.
They're building alternative. Are they not the building alternative?
Yeah, we're the build alternative.
Yeah, an alternative Gunpla build. Sure, let's go with that.
All right. So, has anyone decided? I think Streamcast have decided.
We're going for it, right?
Yeah, going for it.
Yes, Four Eyes decided.
Say what to play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's
no choice.
You know what?
The way the quiz has been going, I'd be like, oh, yeah, gaming. But the gaming questions we've had so far, I'm just kind of like, you know what? It's vibes either way. Like,
yeah, but they're going to pick.
Careful, good vibes.
Depends on the category. Hassan, what do you think?
I want to play, man. I'm here for the memes.
You're going to take the risk. I'll take the risk. But if you get this wrong, like, I'm going to fight you.
You.
Yeah, follow me.
Just have fun, money.
I'll be honest. I think everyone's about to half their points. I'll be honest with you.
Why not?
Well, we've had a good time.
So, Four Eyes, do you want to pick anime / game or film as your question?
Since how are you feeling?
Pick for us anything but film because I watch movies. Like
I'm on. Yeah.
Let's do anime / game.
Okay.
Okay.
So
who gets to pick the next category? Yeah. Who gets to pick the next category then?
Streamcast.
Okay. Streamcast, isn't it?
Who? Oh, yeah, you picked anime. What is the name of the Japanese pop singer who sings the opening for To Your Eternity? She also sings the themes for the Kingdom Hearts series.
Oh, Hikaru Utada.
Twins came in clutch.
Let's Jeez!
Go Let's go Twins.
I knew that. It's oh, man.
Oh, that, days.
That's a victory in itself.
Wait, how many points is that?
That's a big
6 points.
That's 12. So you go to the top, yeah.
That's a... Ooh.
Yeah.
That was
very keen as well.
Very good. Let's
that, wasn't
go.
That wasn't a hard question. You shouldn't have included the
excuse me. Excuse me. We've got 6 points. Next question.
Let
that was hard. Eternity is still
quite new, so I don't know how many. Next how many people have seen? I don't know. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, don't apologize.
Kingdom Hearts has been out for like
years.
Years.
If you know, you
I still don't know. You've said her name. I don't know who this is.
I'm not gonna lie, so.
Okay, so Streamcast, do you want to go with game or film?
Sure, I think we should go for game. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll go for game and see how it goes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go for game.
But I think we've shagged them as well. I think they really wanted the anime one.
That's not your problem.
No, it is. It plays in the game. You've got to think strategically.
Name all the playable characters in the original arcade version of Street Fighter.
The original arcade Street Fighter.
So, Ryu and Ken. I'm going to just start there and then we'll see where we go from there.
So, yeah, Ryu, Ken. I want to say Gaia. Honda.
I remember when Chun-Li was introduced. She was the only female playable character. Flipping hell.
But was she at in the original release?
That's what I'm trying to work out. I think she might have been the only female playable, but we'll leave her until we got through everyone else. Mm. And then we just mention it in case.
Okay.
Why couldn't you say Tekken?
I didn't pick this question. He picked this one.
I picked this one because it's a cheeky one. That's why.
Can I have it? I'll do this one.
No.
You got Phil.
Can I help? Can I help them slightly? Am I allowed to help them, or do I have to keep my mouth shut?
Yeah. I mean, you can help.
He didn't help us.
If you want to help them, you can help them. But
no.
No one can help anybody because no one helps us. Please.
I won't help them. Don't worry.
Am I about to put a 1 minute timer up?
Okay. So, what I got in my head, and I might be mixing this up with the second game.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm seeing Ryu, Ken, Blanca, Honda, yeah. Guile,
yeah.
Saga, Bison, yeah. And Chun-Li.
Yeah, I'd say it's going to be an even number. And those days, it was definitely 8. Even if the characters are misplaced, I say go with those 8. I can't see there being any more.
8? Is that your final answer?
Lock
it in. We learn something if it's wrong.
Yeah.
Well, it's wrong. And
can I take this one? Can I take this one?
So
listen to the question, how he asked it. Yeah, so you were wrong. He said Street Fighter, not Street Fighter 2. He says Street Fighter, the original Street Fighter. I think Ryu might have been the only playable character. Is that correct?
Ryu and Ken.
Yeah, so Ryu and Ken were the only playable characters in the original Street Fighter. It was a side-scrolling beat-em-up as well. It wasn't a fighting game. So, yeah.
I think Saga and some other characters were, like, bosses.
Yeah, Saga was the boss in the original Street Fighter, but yeah.
Okay,
I'm not even a gamer, but I know that one. Yeah, but I knew that one.
Yeah,
it was a side-scroller, like Contra.
No, like Final Fight kind
Final
of.
Fight.
Street
oh,
Rage.
Street
yeah.
Rage.
Oh. Street Rage Final Fight. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Street Fighter 1. Yeah. I knew that.
Cool.
Sorry, Streamcast. So that is what we'll leave them with 5.
Off it. 2.5 is fine. It didn't make a difference. It's all enough, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, this last question, which is what Ram put in, I'm just going to.
So now I've got the film one, which is kind of annoying still. I'm annoyed.
Hey, we can still get this, mate. We got this.
I doubt it, mate.
I doubt it.
No, this is your question, so you can ask this question.
I don't care.
But I'm mad because I would have got the Hikaru Utada one.
I would have got the Street Fighter one, but like, yeah, it's all good.
Are you ready for your question?
Not really, no.
Where is your question? What is the name of the little boy that Tony befriends while stranded in Iron Man 3?
What?
That's what I said when I saw the question.
Like, is he even in the credits? What are you talking about? Is his name?
No, I put it in because, you know, do you remember at the end of Endgame and everyone was like, who is this person? And I was like, it's XYZ.
What's his name?
You just got to think of one generic name.
James.
This is a bad question.
This is an awful question.
Terrible question. I mean, does it have to be first name and surname?
No, it doesn't have to be surname. Just first name. I don't think that was
his name, man.
Guns, I think you came in clutch, you know.
What's his name?
If you get this, I don't know in it. I genuinely don't know what to say.
I know. The thing is, the wickedest thing is, like, I don't know if I know. Did you say he was a cameo in Endgame?
He was that boy at the funeral that everyone was like, who is that random boy that was standing there during the montage?
I think I know the surname, but I don't know if I know the first name, man.
Do you think you know? What's the surname?
I don't know, man.
Actually, I'm believing you. You got this, mate.
Maybe do I know the first name? I don't know, man.
You got this, mate. Look at you just throwing him.
What? Shut up. I'm supporting.
If you know his surname.
Yeah.
Jeez, so man.
His surname counts. That all. Oh, all right. To the same timer. Oh, man.
Timer.
Let me turn it up to guess mark.
Fine. She is keen for us to.
You got a minute.
Keen. One whole minute.
Yeah. For the tension. I don't think for the tension. You know,
I was like, counting up.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. She's keen.
Keen.
I think his surname's Keener or something, though. No, the surname. What's the first name?
Do you know
man?
What? Yeah.
Harley or something?
Do you want to lock that in?
I don't know.
It's there.
I mean, literally, I was watching Suicide Squad the other day, and I'm just gonna guess Harley Keener or something like that. I don't know.
That's mad sus still.
How is that sus?
That's correct though.
Come on.
I don't know how you got
yes.
That.
That Ash, green what did I tell screen's you? Hiding something. There's someone in his earpiece.
Ash, what did I tell you? You got this, buddy. You got this.
My headphones on.
I don't know about that, bro.
That was so sad.
Got my headphones on, man. I've literally got my headphones on. I'm not buying it.
I'm sorry.
I don't know about that. How am I supposed to get this answer? I know the answer.
Manny, that's called remembering.
Harley Quinn.
No, to be Manny, that's called remembering. No.
Like,
yeah,
like I'm getting
it's fine though. It's fine.
Before we started the quiz, I knew there was going to be Marvel questions, innit?
Yeah.
I knew there was going to be, and I knew you were going to pull something stupid out your backside like that, innit? But I read up about.
I don't know, man. I can't say you're lying. I'll give you the points, man. You guys.
Ah, man, you lot are annoying. Nah. So basically, I knew there was going to be Marvel questions. I don't know anything about comics, so or basically, Marvel Cinematic Universe. So I read up about MCU.
They're right.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not buying it still. But you got the points.
Before you got your answer from watching a DC film.
Yeah. He said he was watching Suicide Squad just earlier. You guys are so sorry. Jesus, it's just a quiz.
it's just the way we got to start answering.
Don't do that, Hassan, because this is about the principle.
Guys,
it's not about a quiz no more.
Listen. There's no principles when you win. It's fine.
The second I hopped into the Zoom, I was gaslighted by my own teammate.
Since you're angry at Manny, you ain't angry at me.
I'm angry at everybody. I'm angry at everyone.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
Apart from Andy and Troy, they do that to me.
We can't Ash and Hassan win, I guess. I don't know what to say about that. We have no way to verify how Ash got to the answer. So we just
guys.
we all know, but yeah, well done.
Oh, come on, man.
No, guys.
Come on, Dave.
Listen,
Look, I will post my internet history in the chat. I haven't done nothing.
You know what? I don't want it that bad.
You're either.
Seriously.
You're good, man.
Oh, my head hurts.
You don't win anything anyway, so. But what, yeah, the final scores is, Dogecoin. You know, yeah, you can have your 100 Dogecoins in the environment. So we have Streamcast with 5, Four Eyes with 12, but with 20 points, question mark. We have Hassan and Ash, the build alternative.
Oh, Manny, you're not clapping.
And that's the quiz. That was good, guys.
That was loads of fun. That was loads of fun, though.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys for joining us. Like,
Troy, I feel your sentiments.
If you have a complaint, please put it in the file it with our complaints department.
No, thanks for having us, though. thank you very much for having us.
Yes, thank you. Very much.
Do you guys want to plug your socials and all things like that before we go?
Do you want to go Ash first, then Four Eyes, then Streamcast?
Okay. So on Twitter, I am at AshBeardGay for obvious reasons. I am at Buildcasters for my podcast and at Black Anime Pods is this website.
For us.
So I'm tids.exe, that's tdzdotexe, everywhere online. That's Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, and my YouTube is the Fangirl Mixtape, and we're Four Eyes Academia everywhere. YouTube, Spotify, Sounder, Twitch, Instagram, TikTok. We just made a TikTok. So yeah, and we post weekly content on YouTube and on our podcast, and we stream throughout the week as well.
Yes. And you can find me on Twitter at Too Many Men. And yeah.
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, Streamcast _. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Streamcast, and follow us on Twitch, Streamcast TV.
Yeah, that's what you need to know. You don't need to know
where you're at as well. Yeah, I've learned, but we don't do personal anymore.
Yeah, and obviously we are the Nerd Alternative. You can find us on Spotify, on... That's not the way I do this, usually. We are the Nerd Alternative. You can find us on Instagram at the Nerd Alternative, on Twitter at the Nerd Alternative without an E after the R, the same thing on Reddit. And you can listen to the podcast on Spotify, on
Apple
Podcasts, Anchor, Podchaser, all those good places. And we also have our first YouTube video up, by Levi over here. So if you're interested in horror games, such as Resident Evil, go check that out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's all right.
That was fun, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We can get you guys on for a proper episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah. And big up you guys for getting to 50 episodes. Well done. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, thanks, guys.
You don't watch Mecha, man. Come on.
You can, when we come to your show, you can tell us why Mecha's so great.
The only Mecha I've watched like to completion is Gundam Wing. That's it.
You haven't watched Code Geass?
See, yeah, Code Geass.
I made it halfway through season one. I was just I don't get what the big deal is, but that's a separate discussion.
What?
Ooh, yeah, guys, this is getting too controversial.
This is why you need to bring me onto the podcast so you can throw your tomatoes at me.
No, Code Geass is an elite anime.
It's
elite anime. Okay. But yeah, Ash, let us know, man. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
But
thank you, guys. Thank you.
I don't think it wants me on anymore.
All right. Till next time, guys.
Okay. Bye.
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 That was.